Well, let's open our Bibles again. For God to indeed be glorified in our thoughts must be filled with Him, and Scripture is the best of ways to do that. And so let us go back to the Old Testament book of Malachi, chapter 2, and today we will camp on the singular verse of verse 17. Malachi, chapter 2, verse 17, as we are making our way through this Old Testament book, we have arrived today at these words. These words, really, in its fullness, are accompanied with verses 1 through 6 of chapter 3. As you may remember, Malachi is a grouping of oracles or messages that Malachi has given from the Lord to the people of Israel, and several charges he makes, and this is the next charge, verse 17 of chapter 2 through the 6th verse of chapter 3. Verses 1 through 6 of chapter 3 are sort of God's response to the charge that He makes and to their response to Him. But today He lays the accusation, and that is enough for us to consider today. Malachi chapter 2, verse 17. You have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet you say, how have we wearied Him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and He delights in them. Or, where is the God of justice? Our Father, we pause and pray for Your Holy Spirit to have power in our lives, in our souls, in our minds, in our wills, as we hear the Word of God read, as we've already heard it read through Psalm 73. We pray that You would use Your Word to affect us into Christ's likeness. And so, Father, we pray that if we have hard hearts, would You soften them? If we have stiff necks toward You, may You make us to be obedient and pliable in Your hands. May we not refuse what You desire to do, which is best in our lives. And, Father, we pray not only this for this hour in this place, but also we are mindful of our brother Butch, who is preaching at Sandridge, and we pray that You would give him power and unction both this morning and this evening before he returns back to us. And so we pray for that congregation as well, to know Your Spirit's mighty work in the reading and in the teaching of Your Word. May all the things that are said from this pulpit be to Your honor and to Your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. Well, when I mention, or if I bring to you the idea of a father-child relationship, and if I were to define that perhaps a little bit more narrowly, if I were to ask you to define a good father-child relationship, just in your own mind, what would be some words that you'd come up with? Perhaps one word would be loving. Maybe another word would be warm. Another word perhaps would be close or intimate. Another word would be building up. Maybe from the father's point of view, that relationship would be one of joy, one of encouragement, one of purpose and fulfillment. I think we would agree that these would be words we want to be used between a father and a child in their relationship. And yet, as we move to Malachi chapter 2, verse 17, God, who has already revealed Himself as a father to Israel, if you'll think back towards Malachi chapter 1 in verse 6, as He refers to Himself as a father. In the second verse, He talks about, I have loved you. And yet, as this father, the father of Israel, ponders his relationship with his child, how is it that he describes the relationship? You wear me out. I am to the point of weariness with you. I don't know about you. I hope that God says several things to me in the course of my life and certainly in the course of eternity as I pray that we will dialogue. But I pray I would never be the source of God saying, "You absolutely weary me." The word that